The Lord be with you. Welcome to the first Monday chapel of the semester. We missed you guys. I am not kidding about that. It's quiet around here without you. I have two announcements for you today. One is that if you're interested in joining gospel choir, the first gathering of the semester is tonight, 7 p.m. here in Dimnant. Everyone is welcome to come out to that. So if you want to give it a try, please join them tonight. And the other thing is for women, this Saturday we're trying something new. We're having a writing retreat. It's a way to explore through writing what God is doing in your life and where he might be leading you. So if you're interested in that, go to grow.hope.edu and there's a link you can sign up there. I'll be there and would love to join you in processing how God is at work in your life. So those two announcements. And now, today marks the day when we leave the first half of Romans and enter the second half. Romans 8 is full of this soaring majesty of neither heights nor depths nor anything else in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And Romans 9 gets a little tougher, a little more tangled. There's bigger questions, as Trig suggested last night. There's questions about election, predestination, these big words that we try to avoid in, you know, normal, polite conversation. So we're going to spend a few weeks there. So I'm not going to be able to address all of those questions today. I'm just going to focus in on one piece of it. But if you hear things in today's passage that bring up questions for you, hang on to those. Ask one of us on staff or see if over the next couple of weeks as we plot our way through Romans 9, if those get answered. So listen with me to the word of the Lord as it comes to us from Romans chapter 9, beginning in verse 11. Even before they had been born or had done anything good or bad so that God's purpose of election might continue, not by works, but by his call, she was told, "The elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, I have loved Jacob, but I have hated Esau. What then are we to say? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, I have raised you up for the very purpose of showing my power in you, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whomever he chooses, and he hardens the heart of whomever he chooses." This is the word of the Lord. So it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who shows mercy. I was thinking about this the other day, how I think I can improve myself to the point of perfection. I was thinking about this because about a year ago, I started yoga. I had such high hopes for yoga. I thought yoga would improve my posture, all of that up dog, down dog motion would improve my spine alignment and ease some of my back pain. Yoga would improve my mood. All of those days in that 95 degree studio would certainly help fight off the winter blues. Yoga would improve my confidence. I would be stronger, more self-assured as I nailed some of those really difficult poses. I even thought yoga would improve my spiritual life. The breathing and the meditative postures would quiet me before God. These were all of the hopes that I had pinned on yoga. Improved posture, mood, confidence, spiritual life. It wouldn't be too much to say that I thought yoga would better me, heal me, perfect me, save me. I kept at it. I paid for class after class. I practiced yoga at home. I told all my friends about it. I was a yoga evangelist for a while. And I am stronger, and I do think it helps keep the winter blues at bay. But I've started to realize that I had pinned all my hopes on human will and exertion. I fell prey to the lie that my life was mine to save. It might sound like I'm exaggerating the stock that I put in yoga if I thought it would save me, but I'm really not kidding. It doesn't take long to get from thinking that concentrated meditation would improve my prayer life to believing that not only my prayer life, but my whole salvation was in my own hands. That's a big burden to bear. It's a burden we're no good at carrying. If any of you have ever made a New Year's resolution, and now's the time of year to do it, you know that they're really hard to keep. The human will is strong, but it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough to save us. It depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who shows mercy. Our fate is not in our own hands. Scripture says that worrying will not add even one day to our lives. We can't work our way to a longer life. I can't yoga my way to spiritual maturity. I can't pray my way to salvation. Our life is not in our own hands. It's in the hands of a God who is merciful, a God who is compassionate. God loves you. And he wants you to stop trying to save yourself. You can't do it. And you'll probably die trying. Saving yourself takes so much effort that you lose sight of God, the one who is merciful, the one who loves you, who wants to save you, who can save you. Stop trying to save yourself. Before I go further, I want to give three caveats so you don't get me wrong here. The first is that I'm not advocating that we all give up and get lazy. When God is merciful, our work is to respond in gratitude. We have work to do. It's just not saving work. The second thing is that I'm not suggesting that you stop exercising or praying or taking antidepressants. These are tools that God uses to show us his mercy. So keep up your yoga practice or whatever it is for you. Just don't believe that it is the cure-all, the miracle pill, the thing that will make you whole, the thing that will save you. That savior role is only Jesus Christ's. And the third thing is that I'm not pretending that this is easy to do, that it's easy to loosen our grip on trying to better ourselves, to perfect ourselves, to save ourselves. I am the firstborn child of two firstborns. I'm type A. I'm the goody two-shoes kind of girl who will do everything she can to try to save herself, to make herself good enough. it feels easier to me to try to save myself than to let go of that and put it in God's hands. But as my year of yoga has shown me, no matter how much I will it, no matter how hard I exert myself, I can't save myself. It depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who shows mercy. Only God can improve us, can heal us, can make us whole, can perfect us, can save us. Only God who shows mercy. And he longs to show you mercy. So give him the space to. Give God the space to show you mercy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace and go in mercy.